This is the slide. And I would like to talk about the business situation of the second quarter. First, the Japanese market business strategy has not changed. This continues to pursue the existing approaches for both the individual and the enterprise markets. And we are moving forward with new initiatives. Here in Japan, though, for the releases, we have not been able to reflect what is taking place elsewhere here in Japan yet, but we intend to continue to increase this. And when it comes to the cybersecurity research institute, we have been moving forward with efforts so that we can get a solid positioning in this area. And when it comes to the Cybersecurity Institute of Trend Micro, we refer to this as the Cybersecurity Innovation Institute. And this is the Japanese name and the English name for this initiative. And the initiative's vision is the same. What we want to do is to continue to answer to the requirements of security first. And there's three centers. There's the Transparency Center, then the Threat Intelligence Center, and the third is the Security Knowledge and Education Center. And this institute will take the initiative so that we can deal with the various issues that Japanese enterprises face. And we want to look at the economic security and so on, and supply chain risks and security risks will be looked at. And in the Transparency Center, in the global development environment, what data governance should be like, and in regard to risks and threats, how can the reliability be enhanced? And by proving reliability, there will be customers that will be making choices about procurements. And so therefore, it's necessary to become a reliable and trustworthy partner. Through the Transparency Center, we want to prove this. And in regard to the expertise that we offer for Japanese customers, we want to take advantage of this center to share our knowledge. In regard to the second Threat Intelligence Center, in regard to security, there is various types of intelligence that we have. And what we want to do is to take a more proactive approach in sharing this. And in regard to this center, the Threat Intelligence Center, we will have a phishing site, and there will be various types of tools that we'll be using with joint efforts with JC3, and we'll be working in conjunction with JC3, and we will be offering various warnings to customers. And there has been a letter of gratitude that we have received from the National Police Agency. As for the third point, the Security Knowledge Education Center, in regard to knowledge training, as we have declared, in regard to security, we're not just trying to train professionals, but also for digital transformation, it's not just the experts that we need. There's geopolitical risks and supply chain risks and economic risks, and you need a deep understanding of this, and furthermore, link this to digital transformation. So, to train such people, we have to learn a great deal of different subjects in order to collaborate. And so therefore, for that purpose, we have been able to start our efforts in education in this area, and we have made an announcement about this. And we had already made trials before the announcement, but now we have made the official announcement on this, and we have decided on the name for this. And from autumn during this year, and from the beginning of next year, there will be recruiting, and we'll be doing education for 200 individuals. This is a completely new type of training that we are offering. We are the first company to offer this kind of education. And we have been working with UN Interpol for a great deal of, for a long period of time, but now there is a new arrangement with the UN Office of Drugs and Crime for the ASEAN region in regard to cyber attack exercises. We have been requested to offer our services, and this has started, and we'll continue to cooperate strongly with this effort. Now, I'd like to talk about the actual business efforts, and this is the highlight of our enterprise efforts in regard to cloud security. There are more and more demands coming to us. We have deep security, but we have changed this, and the name is now workload security. We have been growing the business here, and we are increasing the number of customers. But there are six separate functions that we have on the cloud, and we'll be able to meet the needs with this. And so for our existing customers as well as new customers, for cloud system integrators as well, we have been increasing the supply to them, and we're looking forward to the efforts in this area.
ARR was mentioned earlier, and for SMEs, it's going very well. Cloud Edge and VBBSS, you can see the numbers indicating how strongly they're growing. In order to show our intelligence, we have something called the Zero Day Initiative. And 60.5% of the vulnerabilities newly discovered in 2020 were basically through our efforts. So Trend Micro can provide this many. So this is a highlight. And in terms of low light, as Negi mentioned, we did have some difficulties for commercial area. Last year in Q2, network solutions, there were big orders from the local municipalities, and the lack of that meant that network security suffered somewhat. And the tipping point, of course, this is shift to cloud as well, but IBM, McAfee, and also Cisco hardware, if the customers have hardware pieces, they're still waiting to migrate. It will take probably several years, which means that the tipping point, the sales was not as high as we had expected. Moving on to consumers. This is global and domestic perspectives. Starting with a highlight. Sales at agencies, sales agencies of mobile phones has been quite strong. On a year-on-year basis, this is a 60% positive growth, which is quite dramatic. And also, Docomo shops. At the sales point, VirusBuster is in 35% of the mobile phones that are sold. So if you buy a PC in a retail store, you would probably use buy VirusBuster, but that's 16%. So the attachment rate is more than double at mobile phone shops. And these mobile phone shops are also trying to sell password manager and free Wi-Fi protector. So these are the different additional services that they can sell, which means that the role that the mobile phone shops play is becoming more important. Social network. As you can see to the right, we have some QR codes, Note and also Instagram QR codes. We want people to know about our company. And also, our customers tend to be a little bit older, but we are now targeting note which is seen by younger generations in their 30s or younger. So we are trying to approach them this way. In the US, sales has improved and the growth has also expanded. This is one of the highlights. Moving on to the low lights, state of emergency declaration has been expanded and some of the GMS has been closed, which means that the growth was not as strong as we had expected. And you may be aware of the situation with LINE, and how the privacy is going to be handled is still unclear. This was part of our services, but for the time being, we have suspended LINE services. We are not able to provide full set of services through LINE, which is a challenge. Moving on to the last segment, which is IoT. Our focus not really changed. OT, IoT device, 5G security, and the connected vehicles. I would like to explain the progress starting from the next slide. OT security, we have something called Edge Series. Within factories, these will be installed. In the second quarter, Germany, Sweden, Spain, Taiwan, and Japan. As you can see, large companies are introducing Edge IPS series or have introduced Edge IPS series. To the right, you can see OT security and the TX1 networks. So we have Edge series and the various things that are developed by TX1 networks. And TX1 networks received two great awards. One is OT security. One really highlights their technical capabilities. So this company is attracting a lot of attention in this area. TX1 Network Solutions developed these solutions. This one is called TX1 Stella Protect. This protects Windows-based systems, and the Spanish large companies have started using this. We have many customers in Japan as well. So the launch has been quite smooth. And moving to the right, results of different surveys have been published. OT threats and also smart factory challenges, various white papers have been published. And these are downloaded by the customers in big numbers, which indicates great interest. You may be familiar with Yokogawa, very strong in Middle East, OT SIer and OT device provider. Edge Fire, Edge IPS, Edge IPS Pro. This whole set of products are provided by Trend Micro, and they are basically recommended by Yokogawa, and they certify that in Japan and also at the global level. This has already been announced. And to the right, you may be also familiar with NVIDIA, and they have a board called Jetson, and they're very strong with image recognition. Various devices can be connected through this board. And of course, they require security. We have started discussing this potential. And Ryoyo Electronics is the number one reseller for Jetson in Japan. And we have announced our collaboration with Ryoyo. And this is the slide that shows a MIH consortium event for EV platform. It may be a little bit too small for you to see, but this is the MIH partner funnel, and the Trend Micro is positioned right in the middle. In the EV platform, as part of a security, we are participating in this partner funnel, as you can see. 5G security, this was a seminar for 5G security. As you can see, POC has definitely started. And once the whole series of POC is completed, we will begin to see real business. And that concludes my presentation.